This week's parasha, we have the story of the birth. And Moshe Rabbeinu is put into the basket, and he's sent away. And Bas Pari comes down, and she picks up the baby. And Miriam is there, and Miriam starts a conversation with him, right? And Miriam says, "Sister, said to Pari's daughters, shall I go some of you and the wet nurse from the Hebrew women?" She's talking to, and that's how it starts. Now, what happens is fascinating as this. There is a little known thing that the Rambam, imagine, the Rambam who wrote a clear halacha sefer, with as well, besides an halacha sefer, he wrote everything in the sefer has a source to it. But at the end of each of his books, 14, Yad HaChazaka, Yad means 14, it's a strong hand. Yeah, at the end of the 14 books, and within sometimes, he wrote a little musar. Little musar. Each of the end of the, imagine the Rambam books. So there's a person in Eretz Yisrael today, Rav Tager, who was the editor for Chaim Kanievsky's Forum. Long story, there's some good articles I'll send you guys tonight if you want to see it. He was recently interviewed, and he holds himself a friend of mine. I'm humbled to even say such a thing out of my mouth. And he sent me one of his Forum. He produced many, many impressive Forum. He one time I showed you guys, I think he has a sefer on Hilchas Tshuva, repentance, with 1,000+ notes from Chaim Kanievsky. He was the editor of Chaim Kanievsky's Forum. As a thank you, he edited, he went through his entire sefer word for word and edited and added notes.
Okay, the Rambam or Ramban with an M?
Rambam, I'm honored. He's
Rambam.
Okay. Has things. So what he did was this person, he has what's called in the bottom, Moisrei HaRambam. He calls it Sachlibi, something else. Al Moisrei HaRambam. He took the Musa parts of the Rambam. I don't want to say verse, the Musa is the Rambam. And he put it together, and he wrote an entire interpretation like the Shabura style. Real in depth, going through it at length. And in there, the Rambam has like this. And the Rambam, at the end of the laws of Lashon Hara, end of the laws of being purified from Mitzayra, the Rambam has a law, and he starts saying, you know how important Lashon Hara is? And among the statements Rambam says is, we're told to remember the Taras that Miriam and the Via got. And why? That when she was on the road, see what happened to her. Who was Miriam and the Via? That she spoke against her brother. Story not for now. But she was older than him in years. The Gidlasai Abichel, she raised him. This is the crucial word. The Sikna Ba'atzmai La'tzilamaniyah. She sacrificed her life to save him when he was in the basket. There is no open source that says that Miriam sacrificed her life. What do you mean Miriam sacrificed? Who said? Does it say sacrificed life? That became a question.
Just like Esther couldn't go to the king without being approached, you can't go to the princess without being approached.
Maybe excellent.
Approaching the princess without being bitten is a life sentence, a death sentence, without the scepter being
pointed. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So we're going to go back to that in 1 second because I want to tell you what he wrote. He gives two answers that he quotes from other people. One answer was that if she would have been seen trying to save a Jewish child,
she'd be killed.
She'd be killed.
That's not what he said.
Second answer he gives is that the Medrash says it was a very hot day because Hashem wanted to create the situation where Bas Pari will go out and want to go into the ocean. So the heat was dangerous, oppressive heat of Egypt, and potentially she would have died as well. So she sacrificed herself either because she would have been seen trying to save a Jew or because of this.
Now, she being Miriam.
Miriam sacrificed herself for this. Two ways to say it. Now, Moshe Hubbard wrote a letter to Chaim Kanievsky years ago, and I asked, what does this mean? And Reb Chaim wrote back to me Chaskel's answer. That you're speaking in front, you're offering advice, a little different, but similar. You're offering advice when no one asks you. What do you say?
To the princess.
You're saying, not even advice, talking to her.
You're approaching the princess.
Excellent.
And who are you?
You're a little. So now we have two more answers. Either you approach the princess, like by Esther, you needed the scepter, or you spoke to the prince without giving advice, which we know by Yosef. Yosef gave Pari advice. Nobody asked you for advice. You don't give advice for the king, unsolicited advice. That's not a wise idea. So we have potentially four answers of how Miriam and Avia potentially put herself in a matzah sakana for this week's parasha. Either heat, either protecting a Jew, either approaching the king, approaching the Bas Pari, or giving advice to Bas Pari. Either one of these answers. As a Musavart, I'm just going to say a story that's fascinating, because this is a great Rav Tager, who's beyond comprehension, and I don't know, very, very impressive. He's in America this week, and I will send you the article Mitchum tonight. And he wrote, he was interviewed in Hamadiyah a couple weeks ago. Fascinating life story. And the beauty of sometimes being stupid helps. Not him, me. Because I when I saw this in the sefer, I sent him, we know each other. And I sent him, by the way, you gave these answers. Reb Chaim, his hero, gave this answer. So he wrote back, I don't understand what Reb Chaim's saying. The words Rav Chaim always writes short. He's Rav Chaim's editor. I don't. You don't know. What do you mean? You don't know what he's saying? It's obvious what he's saying. I said what I said. That you approached the princess and you gave advice on something. So he wrote, oh, it has to be that way. So I wrote back, like, come on. Sorry for others. He told me, because in Dittuk in Hebrew, the word that was written in the letter was a male gender speaking. So he, instead of Miriam speaking, he said, because he spoke without being asked. But Havna doesn't know Hebrew well enough. I wasn't paying attention. I don't know Dibur and Dibra, so I was like, oh, of course that's what it means. But he agreed that I'm probably right, because it's probably just like typo. Because this week, we discussed this a few months back. We discussed this week's parasha. I'm going to quote it, but I'm going to quote my edition also. I hope I didn't take away from him. So maybe you have to send it in two things, because it's really what we added to his safe. But we said enough.
Yeah. Thank you.
Michael, good job.
Sure.